This is the Paycheck to Dayheck Reselling Podcast.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Ashley.
Together, we have been making money online collectively for over 10 years.
Our mission is to help you start, learn, and grow a reselling business and to inspire you to turn your paycheck into a Dayheck.
The world is changing and we want to help you change with it. $12,433.49. That is how much we spent on shipping labels on eBay in 2023. And after seeing that number, after going over our numbers for last year, it really got me thinking, I wonder if we're missing out by not offering more eBay local pickup options for buyers. And maybe that is a good solution to help increase the money that we're paying on shipping labels. Now, I know what you're thinking. Not a lot of items, or not every item, is going to qualify for eBay local shipping. Let's just be real. You're not going to want to put local shipping on a t-shirt that you maybe have for $9.99. It's not going to be worth your time to do that. However, maybe this is the part of eBay that you really haven't considered because you don't know a lot of information about it. Now, I hear a lot of resellers out there, they're saying that their sales are slow, they're not selling as much on eBay, and maybe this is an opportunity for you to really start increasing your sales. Now, my thought about eBay local pickup is I'm already putting my items on the eBay platform. Why not take some of those certain items and offer local pickup to help attract other buyers to those items? Maybe that will also help us increase sales. So in this podcast episode, we are going to be talking all about eBay local pickup, and I'm going to be breaking down everything you need to know as an eBay buyer and an eBay seller when it comes to local pickup. We're going to talk about what it is, when to use it, how to add it to your listings, how do buyers pay, do you get charged fees? There's so much to know about eBay local pickup, so definitely want to take a listen to this one. And then also, I'm going to share my personal experience with offering something locally to a buyer. So it's definitely a good story. I haven't shared it yet on the podcast, and I think this is going to be really good for those who are definitely trying to think outside the box to sell a lot more in 2024. Now, what is eBay local pickup? I know if you're listening, you know exactly what Facebook Marketplace is, OfferUp, Craigslist. Those are more of the traditional ways that you would buy something locally. So with eBay local pickup, it's the same thing. What you're doing is you are listing an item locally, and then the buyer will buy the item, and then you will have to deliver it to that buyer, whoever purchased it. Now, how does a buyer find an item that is going to be offered locally? So you can actually search for an item and then select free local pickup on the left-hand side of the search. So let's say that you are searching for, which I actually was looking for earlier, a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Those are traditionally going to be a little larger. Maybe somebody has it locally and they want to offer it to buyers. So you search for the Dyson vacuum cleaner on the left-hand side of the search. You can click on free local pickup, and then you can find all the Dyson vacuums that are being sold locally. Same with the advanced search on eBay. Buyers can also do it that way, so they can use the advanced search and filter by local pickup only. Just a little tip, if you're going to do that, make sure that your zip code is in the search correctly. Otherwise, you might come up with local items that are in a state that you don't live in. So let's first talk about, when is eBay local pickup a good time to use it? So I think the first thing that probably comes to your mind is a really large item, which we do know people who sell very large items on eBay, but maybe it's something that is very difficult to pack up and package. You don't know how to do it. It could be an item that is just way too large. And for you personally, maybe you are the only one selling in the household on eBay, or maybe you live in an apartment by yourself and you don't have the room or the space to get a large item ready to ship out or even to be picked up. Let's say that you are going to ship out something large enough to fit on a pallet, and you don't have the room to get a pallet pickup. So there's a lot of different reasons why this would be a really good option. So the large items, I think, is going to be number one. It's something difficult to ship or pack up, or maybe something you're just really afraid is going to break. Maybe you don't have enough knowledge about shipping large items. It's something that's very intimidating to you, or you don't want to spend the time. It also takes, with larger items, takes a lot of shipping materials. So just earlier today, we sold a pair of skis on eBay. We shipped them, and I have my notes right here because I'm like, ooh, this would be a really good one to share on the podcast that I'm recording. But we sold a pair of skis. They went from, we're in east of Phoenix, Arizona, and they were going to Hamden, Maine. The buyer bought them for, we took like a 15% off offer. It was $157.21 plus $25 shipping. And the total that the buyer paid was $190. It was $56.53 to ship them. We made, after fees and the shipping label, we made $101. But as Casey was getting everything ready, you know, he's wrapping it in shrink wrap. He's got to use stuff to protect the bindings. He has to find a box big enough, or even maybe just the corrugated cardboard that you can wrap together and tape really good. So the shipping supplies that you're going to use on some of these larger items, you need a lot more shipping supplies. And with that, that can be an expense. I know that you can get free shipping materials on Facebook, Marketplace, OfferUp. You can even find them at local businesses. Sometimes when you are shipping a lot of like the same items, you might want to invest in just having those shipping materials on hand. So let's say that you're going to ship a lot of skis. Let's say that we had 10 pairs of skis. We got them free on Marketplace, or we got them at a thrift store, or we got them at a garage sale, wherever we purchased them, and maybe they weren't a lot of money. So we could factor in the shipping costs into, you know, the expenses for that item. Maybe we're going to go to a place, I mentioned Grainger on the podcast. That's a good place where we get specific size boxes. But a lot of these odd shaped boxes are going to be a lot more in cost, because they're not their traditional ones. Like, let's say a shoebox, 12 by 6 by 6, those eBay shoeboxes, those are pretty inexpensive because they're going to be sizes that these big companies can order a lot in, and it doesn't cost them a lot because there's a huge demand. Versus, I need to find a 75 inch long box by 10 by 7 or whatever it is for skis. Those boxes might end up costing $6 to $8 a piece. So your expenses for these larger items are going to be a lot more, not just for the shipping costs. I mean, think about it. We paid $56.53 for that shipping label, and then also all of those shipping supplies that we had to use for that one pair of skis. So that's something too, that it would be good to use eBay local pickup, because then you're not having to find the shipping supplies and you're going to save on the shipping labels. That was a really long explanation, but that would be a really good time to offer local pickup. If we didn't have the local pickup, we could have probably priced the skis maybe the same and still, you know, just had to pass them off to the buyer, and we wouldn't have had to spend the time putting them in the box, making sure that they're wrapped correctly, all the time that it takes to prep the item to get ready for shipment. Another time would be time-sensitive items. I know a lot of sellers around the holidays, when they know they have a hot toy or something that is very popular, they will offer local pickup for people because people need something last minute. It could be during the holidays. It could be a local event. Country Thunder in Arizona, that is a huge country music festival, and maybe somebody's going to go out and they just discovered, oh, well, my campground that I'm going to be staying at, they're doing these nightly themes. I need the specific outfit for that theme night. Where am I going to get it right away? Well, somebody might search locally on eBay and be like, oh my goodness, that's actually on the way out to where Country Thunder is. I'm going to purchase that and I'm going to meet up on my way out there. So sometimes offering local pickup when it is really convenient for the buyer. Another could be a birthday party. Maybe a child is having a clown theme and maybe somebody needs something specific. Maybe they need a popcorn machine and you have one and you put it on locally and somebody ends up buying that item. So that is a good time to use it as well. And then last, I would say is when you have a buyer reach out and say, I would love to buy this item. I live locally. I don't want to pay the shipping prices. Buyers love getting a deal. They don't want to have to pay for shipping. So maybe you have that popcorn machine and somebody's going to throw a party and you had on it where it was going to be calculated shipping and it still was going to be $50 to $75 to ship that item, even for that person that lives locally. They might reach out to you and say, hey, can you offer this locally? That way I don't have to pay for the shipping prices. So those are just some reasons why it makes sense to offer eBay local pickup. Next up, let's talk about how do you add local pickup to your listing? So you have to make sure that you're doing this before you list your item. You can't have a buyer buy something and then them message you and say, oh, I want to pick this up locally. It doesn't work like that. You would have to then cancel the sale, relist it, and offer local pickup. So if you have an item that is going to be larger that you want to offer the eBay local pickup, you're going to have to do it right away when you list that item. So when you're creating the listing, and if you are watching on YouTube, you're seeing me check my notes because I have so many notes for this. And I just want to make sure this is a very thorough episode that I don't miss anything. Because as you can tell, it is just me, Liz, on this podcast episode. Ashley did another one, and this one I'm doing alone because it's a Savvy Shipping with Liz. And so I have to look at my notes to make sure that I'm remembering everything and telling you accurate information, because I think that's really important. So back to that. So when you're creating the listing, select no shipping, local pickup only. So when you do that, also look to see what the zip code is showing, because that will show where your item is. A lot of sellers, if you look at their profile, it doesn't tell you specifically where they are. It might just say United States. It's not going to tell you, you know, oh, Phoenix, Arizona, or we're in Apache Junction, Arizona. So make sure that that zip code is accurate, because you don't want to have it default to some crazy zip code when I live in Apache Junction and maybe it's showing that it's in Missoula, Montana. You wouldn't want to show that, because if somebody buys it, they're going to be like, I live in Missoula, I want to come buy that item. You're going to be like, well, you can't, because you can't come get it. I live in the Phoenix area. So always make sure that the zip code is accurate. Now, if you are like us and you use business policies, so when you're an eBay seller, if you're not familiar with that, usually when you're making a listing, you just select whatever shipping policy you want for that item. You can opt into business policies to where you have different shipping policies set. So for us, we have a free Postal Service Ground Advantage. We might have a $9.99 priority shipping, $14.99 standard shipping. And so those are the options that we can already choose, and they're already preset when we go to select the shipping policy on our listings. So we've opted into those policies. So if you have that on your account, what you'll have to do is you'll have to go into your shipping policies and then choose one of them to then add the service of local pickup. So let's say, because this would be what we've done, is we have calculated shipping. So for all those large items that we would ship and not sell it locally, we would ship that particular item and it's going to be larger. We would prepackage it. We have the weights and the dimensions. So it's calculated based on where the buyer is in the United States. So on our calculated shipping business policy, we would then add the service local pickup. So if somebody is in the Phoenix area and they see we have a specific item, let's go back to the skis. They want that particular set of skis. They want to buy them from us, and they see the calculated shipping is going to cost $25 to ship them from Apache Junction to maybe west of the Phoenix area. And they're like, well, I could save that $25 and I would spend less than gas to drive and pick up those skis. So they could also see that local pickup is an option for those skis. It is really good to add those, because you never know when somebody is going to want that item locally. And some buyers will reach out and some buyers are a little bit more shy, where they're like, I don't want to contact the seller. It is what it is. They don't have local pickup. I don't want to buy it from this person. And maybe they're going to go elsewhere. So this goes back to, by offering more services, especially with shipping, that adding eBay local pickup could really help you increase sales. Now, when you're creating your listing, you've already chosen the shipping option, local pickup, but how do buyers pay? They could pay just as normal. So you would have eBay, you know, buy it now, where they can pay with electronic payments such as credit cards or a debit card or PayPal. Maybe they have that set up. You can also have it to where there's a separate payment option, which is pay on pickup. So you can actually have eBay buyers give you cash on pickup. They also have the option for check and money order, but I don't think I would choose that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being old school. I wouldn't even choose the cash. I would rather just, I know the buyer's paid. I know I'm protected in that sense because they've already paid. I've got a paper trail. I don't know. Me, I would rather just offer the immediate payment and not have to deal with cash, but that is an option if you're comfortable taking cash, doing local pickup. Now, if a buyer buys an item that you have set for local pickup, what happens after the buyer pays? So we had to figure all this stuff out on our own. And honestly, there's not a lot of information about eBay local pickup. There's some help articles in your eBay account in the help center, but YouTube videos, there's really not that many. It broke it down for you guys. So after the buyer pays for the item, they actually are supposed to contact you on a time and place to collect the item. So when the buyer pays for it, it's local pickup. They've chosen that as the shipping option. They actually get an email with a local pickup code. So it's going to be a QR code and then a 6-digit code. So that is what you're going to need as the seller when you go to give that item to the buyer. So when you have those codes, the buyer is going to provide that to you. You're going to scan it on your eBay app. So make sure you bring your phone with. And then that is what's going to let eBay know that you have given the item to the buyer and that they have picked it up. Let's talk about my experience using eBay local pickup, which I hope this is going to be a good story and motivation for you guys to use this service. So we had, and this was months ago, we had a vintage Aladdin Stanley thermos for sale. Granted, it sold before the, Stanley craze, but we had it listed a couple months ago. And there was a buyer that reached out and he was obviously very close. So we're in Apache Junction. He was in the Queen Creek area, which isn't too far. It's maybe a 15-minute drive. And we could see from his profile that he was local, but he messaged us and said, hey, I'm really interested in this Stanley thermos. I see you have one for sale. We live really close. Is there an option that I can get it from you locally? And at the time, I looked at his profile and I noticed he didn't have any feedback, but the account was over a year old. So, you know, some people are like, oh, don't ever sell to somebody with zero feedback. My belief is you start at zero. Everyone does. And that shouldn't be a reason not to. But then I was like, you know, I've never done local pickup. So let's do it. Let's see what it's about. You know, we agreed on a price of $20. We gave him a little bit of a deal. He didn't have to pay for shipping. And we're like, you know what? Let's roll with it. Let's see how it works. And then that way, you know, we can determine, is this going to be something that would be worth it for something that's a little bit more expensive of an item. We had messaged back and forth, and really based on the messaging back and forth, my gut said this person is not going to scam us. So we ended up going back in, editing our listing, offering local pickup, and then he bought it pretty much right away and he did immediate payment through PayPal. After that, I was like, all right, well, I told Casey, I have no idea what happens next. So we need to go into the eBay help section and start reading and figure out, what do we do? So it was shortly after that he purchased it. I want to say like maybe 15 minutes after, he actually did reach out to us and said, can you guys meet me today? I'd love to pick up the item. I can meet you guys between 1 and 2. And I was thinking, well, we gave him a pretty darn good deal on the Stanley thermos. I mean, it had a little bit of dings, but it was vintage and we definitely could have probably sold it for more. However, I'm like, you know what? If we sold it, I feel like he got a good deal. He knows he got a good deal. Let's try to meet up somewhere closer to where we live. So he has to drive further. Cause in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want to have to drive to him and spend my gas and wear and tear on my vehicle. So we ended up picking a place that was close to us. It was a Walgreens parking lot. So we drove there. I had Casey come with. The dogs came with too. Cause I'm like, you guys need to protect us in case anything happens. No, I wasn't worried about that. So the guy gets out and he was a really, 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 really nice guy. He honestly, this was his very first transaction on eBay. He had never purchased anything before on eBay. We were his first experience. He didn't even know that he needed to give me the QR code. He just literally, I handed him the thermos to look over and make sure it was good. And he was about to take off. And I'm like, oh, I need your QR code or, you know, the 6-digit code, whatever eBay ended up giving you in that email. And so he went back to the car. He got his phone. He told us a story of must have been construction worker or something. And he had his previous Stanley thermos in his truck and it fell out and it ended up rolling down the freeway. And so he needed a new one. So he had found ours and he's like, it was exactly the same thing. That's why I wanted the one that you guys had. And so he pulled up the QR code. I opened up the order, scanned the QR code, and then that was it. It marked it as picked up on our end. After that, we got to talking because he let us know that he's like, I've never bought anything on eBay before. So that conversation, Casey came out of the car. We were talking to him how we do this full time. We sell on Amazon, we sell on eBay. And honestly, we blew his mind because he did not know that there were people that could do this full time and make a living doing it. He actually was very, very skeptic about using eBay. Evidently, he was fed a bunch of the scam, you know, stories. And so in his mind, he was just very intimidated on using eBay as a platform. He was worried that if he did shipping, he was going to get scammed. So we spent a good probably 30 minutes talking to him, telling him how eBay worked, you know, really reassuring him that eBay is a good platform. It's a safe platform for buyers. eBay has these policies in place, such as the eBay money back guarantee. That way, you know, he can buy with confidence and he'll return to the platform. So I was just checking the other day. I still have his order, his username, and I looked and he has 9 positive feedbacks, which we were his very first feedback. Because remember, I told you guys, he did not have any feedback when he reached out to us. And some people would have been very skeptic to offer something to him because he didn't have feedback. So I was very happy that we could give him his very first positive feedback on eBay. And then also that he has used the platform, whether it's been local pickup or him buying something and, you know, sellers shipping it to him. But that experience that he had with us, we have now turned him into a buyer, which means he's coming back to eBay. And that's just what we want to do as sellers, is we want to provide these really good buying experience. We want to build up the platform. And really, it's being professional, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, that was what we were doing. We were handling it as a professional business transaction, and it impressed him so much that now we have a new buyer on the platform. Hopefully, guys like that story that I just shared about using eBay local pickup. Now, honestly, I'm not afraid to use it. We offer it on several of our listings. We haven't really had a lot of traffic locally, but it's just nice knowing that we have that option to hopefully, you know, get a little bit more in the future. All right. So now I want to give you guys some tips based on my experience using eBay local pickup. And then I'm going to answer some questions that listeners had about using eBay local pickup. So the first question, how should I price my items for local pickup. I feel like the best way is to offer calculated shipping and then also the eBay free local pickup. And the reason is the sale price is going to be the price that you're okay selling that item for. So if somebody is going to buy that item and they're outside of local pickup, you know that shipping is covered for that item. But also, if you are going to offer local pickup, I would price things a little higher only because you have to think when somebody buys it locally, you have to agree on a meeting spot, and that might be a little further than you anticipate. Think about gas that you're going to have to spend. Maybe you live out in the country and you're going to go into town and you're going to meet at the local, this is going to be totally Midwest, Menards or Farm and Fleet, maybe a Walmart. Maybe you're going to meet someplace like that. And you know, it's going to take you a good 20 minutes to drive there. Think of the fuel that you're going to have to spend, the time. Yes, you're not going to have to ship the item, spend the time or the supplies and the expense of that, but still, you know, local pickup, you're still going to have some sort of expenses if you're making that local pickup sale. So make sure that you are tacking that on to the sale price so you are making up for that. The next is a really good question. Will I still have to pay eBay fees? And yes, you will still have to pay eBay fees. Using our Stanley Thermos as an example, we sold the item for $20. eBay collected $1.26 for sales tax on our behalf. The transaction fees were $2.93 and the ad fee was 64 cents. So after, we didn't have to pay for a shipping label, but after the fees and the ad fee, then we earned $16.43. So that $16.43, if you look at it, you know, then you also have to subtract gas and time. So we did still have to pay for fees. And that's just another reason why you maybe want to price something a little higher, which we probably should have taken an offer a little higher than the $20, but it made for a great story. What if the QR code won't scan during pickup? So I would say, and I didn't mention this earlier, always assume it's the buyer's first time using eBay local pickup. And this is something I wish I would have done with the first sale that we had, is message the buyer after you see that they've bought and they've bought via local pickup and kind of put some certain things in a message. Make sure that they know that they're going to need the QR code or the 6-digit code, so that way you can put it in the order and mark it as shipped. Make sure that they're going to know that when you meet, where they're going to meet, like in an area. So eBay suggests don't give your address. You don't have to have somebody meet you at your address. You can tell them in that message, I know that you just purchased this item locally. This is what you're going to need when we meet. I would like to meet around the Walmart on this corner. And then also let them know that when you meet, they can look over the item, make sure that it is in the condition that they were anticipating before accepting that item. By doing this, you are making sure that they will have that QR code or that 6-digit code that you are going to need. Because the next thing that somebody had asked was, well, what happens? Can they return the item if they take it from you with a local pickup? Can they then return it? And the answer is yes. So a local pickup item on eBay is still covered under the eBay money back guarantee. So that's where I would message them prior, let them know that they need to look over the item before they accept it. And that really is going to help protect you as the seller. Now, if there was something that was wrong with it, let's say that that thermos had a dent that we didn't disclose in the listing, I would ask the buyer, are you still interested in this item? Because you can technically cancel the sale. You can make sure that they get their refund. If there was something that they noticed upon pickup, I personally would take a picture of that. That way you have it and you kind of have like proof down the road if they were to open up an item not described case or something like that. You can then send that to eBay and be like, well, we met and this buyer knew that this was what was going to happen. I gave them instructions and I told them this information, and they looked over the item and they noticed that there was the dent. I took the picture of it before I handed off the item. So just making sure that you're doing that to prevent anything happening down the road. This next one I see people have questions about all the time. What happens if somebody buys something that you had listed locally, but they live hundreds of miles away? We all know that eBay buyers do not read every single thing. So it's good to reach out to them when you see that they bought something locally, have that, you know, email already in a template with instructions. And then if they message you and say, you know, I thought you were close to me, or, you know, I want to pick that up, and you explain, well, you bought it and you live in New York and I'm in Phoenix and it's a local only item. You cannot ship the item. You would then have to pay for a shipping label. Like, why would you do that? That would be out of your pocket. And it's not what the buyer bought. So you would have to then explain to them, look, this listing was for a local eBay pickup item. You purchased it. Since you don't live locally, I'm going to have to cancel this order, and then I'm going to have to list it with the shipping included. Because a lot of people, I feel like they might know that, and that's their way of knowing that that item's going to cost a lot of money and they don't want to have to pay for shipping. So really, it's just making sure that if you are going to offer local pickup, that you know exactly what to include on your listing. And that goes into another thing. In your description, when you list that item, put that information. Put in, you know, all caps, local pickup only. Item is located in the zip code or in the city or near the city, and then put in there, this is what will happen. Let the buyer know prior to purchasing. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Now, here's another thing, another tip. If you are worried about meeting in local spots, or maybe you don't want to meet by your house, a lot of cities have police departments with parking spots that are actually for these local pickups. I know in Apache Junction, if I go to the police department, there's, I think, 2 or 3 parking spots that actually have a sign for local pickup. So that's where you can go. You can meet the person. You can have the exchange of the item. And you know that you're at a police department in case anything goes wrong. You can also meet in a parking lot. I know when we sell on Facebook Marketplace, we always meet at like a Home Depot, or in the example I gave earlier, we met in a Walgreens parking lot. You don't have to have the person come to your home. If it is a larger item, it's a possibility that you might have to. And if that were the case, always make sure that you have in the listing how big that particular item is and what they're going to need for local pickup. So if it is an item that you're selling and you're going to offer local pickup, let's say like we have in our garage, we have a hospital bed. That thing is massive. It took 4 grown men and me not wanting to watch because I was afraid the thing was going to fall out of the truck. That thing was so big. There's no way that I could personally move that. So if you have something that is very, very heavy, you have to have somebody come to your home. Make sure that you have enough people there that are going to help you, and just maybe have somebody come over, maybe a neighbor if you're not feeling comfortable. Hey, I'm going to have a local pickup. Can you just come over and hang out for, you know, maybe 20 minutes? So you don't have to worry about those things if you're proactive. So you don't always have to meet at your home. Like I said, the larger items, you probably will, but you can definitely choose a local meetup spot as well. Now, is there a handling time for a local pickup? Now, I looked everywhere in the eBay help section, and there is nothing that says something about a local pickup handling time, because after the buyer purchases it, it's their, you know, obligation as the buyer to reach out and try to figure out a good meeting spot for you guys. It only states in the eBay help section when you have a shipping, how long it's going to take you to handle that item and get it shipped to that whatever shipping service you're using. But I think for good measures, I would add that as well to the description of your listing. I would add local pickup, and this item can be picked up within 3 business days or 5 business days, just to give the buyer a good idea of when they're going to need to meet you, because you don't have a handling time to meet. You don't have to drop it off and have that label scanned. You just need to get the QR code or 6-digit code from the buyer, from the email that they receive when they purchase the item, put it in, and it will mark it as the item is picked up. So there really isn't a handling time, but I would definitely put it in the description. Now, I kind of touched on this a little bit ago, but if you have an item that is really, really big, make sure that you do put that in the description along with what somebody would need to pick it up. Maybe they would need a truck. Maybe they would need a trailer to pick it up. Maybe they would need like the hospital bed example. Maybe there needs to be 4+ grown men in order to lift it up into a truck. So if you have a really big object, just make sure that you are communicating that to the buyer to let them know. Because I know as a buyer, I would be a little upset if I bought something, showed up, and then realized it's not going to fit in my SUV. I'm going to need a truck. So just make sure that you are including that, so you are communicating the size of the item to the buyer. Now, this episode was just to help you guys understand how eBay local pickup works, some tips on using it, making sure that you are doing what you need to do as the seller to provide this shipping service to the buyer. You don't have to offer it. As a seller, a lot of items that we sell do not have local pickup. A lot of our larger items do. You can always change it down the road. If a buyer reaches out and says, hey, I noticed you don't have local pickup like that buyer did, you can always change it. So you don't have to have everything set to local pickup. You can kind of pick and choose. Don't be afraid to tell a buyer, look, this item just is not worth my time to meet you locally and to sell it to you. If you would like it, this is what the shipping charge is going to be. It is your item and it's your reselling business. If you don't want that to be part of your reselling business, you don't have to do eBay local pickup. If you're curious of what's kind of selling locally around you, you can go into eBay yourself. You can search items. You can see what others are selling in your area that are local pickup. If you are watching on YouTube, I would love to hear your local pickup story in the comments down below. Let us know if you have used this. Maybe you learned something today that you are in the end gonna start adding some of these local pickup options to your listing. I really enjoy doing these shipping podcast episodes for you guys. I think shipping is one of the things that is sometimes the hardest. And just so much information you need to know about shipping. Every day I'm learning something new, you know, what you can ship, what you can't ship, a new service that sometimes I don't know about. Like on eBay, they now have what Pirate Ship had that attracted so many people to using Pirate Ship for shipping labels, which was the cubic box in a bag. And they would offer cubic rates for priority and for ground advantage. And then eBay just recently added those. So if you do ship stuff like a shoebox, I remember the other day we were shipping a pair of shoes. The shoes normally would have cost, I'd say, over probably $10 to ship via the Postal Service in a 12x6x6 shoebox. And by using the ground advantage, it must have been the cubic, it was like down to $7.85. So I was like, well, now we need to start looking at those prices instead of looking at UPS ground to ship some of these shoes that are going further. There's always something to learn about shipping. Always be learning if you are a seller, even if you're just starting out or you have been selling on the platform 4 years, shipping is something that is not going away. Think about how much I spent in shipping labels in 2023, over, what was it, $12,000, $12,433.49. I still can't believe that we paid that much. I mean, it makes sense, but that's so much money in my mind. So hopefully this episode was helpful. And if you ever want to know other things about shipping, it doesn't have to be on eBay. It could be using Amazon, Poshmark, Mercari. Reach out to us on social media and let us know if there's a topic about shipping that you want us to cover on the podcast.
All right, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
Anything we mentioned in this episode will be linked down below in the show notes or description down below.
Be sure to share this episode with anyone you think it will help and follow us on social media at P2D Podcast.
Thanks again for listening. Keep working towards that daycheck.